Unit 14. Listening, page 68. Conversation 1.
You know, it's a pretty intractable problem, the one we've got.
I know. We had something similar a few years ago, and actually we went to Ireland and Strong. You know, they're based in Boston and they're not cheap, but actually they sorted out the financial implications pretty quick, so I'd suggest trying them. If you're interested, I could give you their number, and I'll tell you who we found.
Conversation 2.
What you're talking about is exactly the sort of thing we specialise in.
That's what I thought, and actually, you were recommended to me by Jerry Linklater, so if you'd like to do the job, we'd be delighted to give it to you. We'd pay you more than the market rate, I guess, though I'd have to clear those details with my colleagues, of course.
Conversation 3.
No, I feel that after 5 years in this job, it's time I was moving on and doing something a bit more challenging.
Well, for the sort of work you're looking for, I'd have thought Niall Parker's would be ideal. In fact, I know someone in human resources there, and if there's an opening in marketing, I'm sure he'd know. Would you like me to give him a ring? It'd be better than you cold calling.
Conversation 4.
Well, the service you're offering is great, of course, but it's the way you brought it to market that was really clever. It's such a neat idea. In fact, I wish we'd thought of it ourselves. Not that we'd want to copy you.
Thanks, Maria. Yes, we're pretty proud of that one.
Conversation 5.
Well, I think your ideas are really interesting. We should talk about this some more.
I'd be happy to. And I'm sure we could do some pretty profitable business together. How about fixing something up where we talk about this properly? It's too noisy here and there are too many other people around. Are you going to be in Amsterdam soon? Otherwise, I could fly over to London. It's not that far. And it'd be a pity to let an opportunity like this slip.